Viter in Chatsby and Bava Basadaf Tesvav. Pick it up on Tesvav. About 10 lines down, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down, Amarmar. Amarmar, Yoshua Kosov Sefer Shmona Psukim Shabbatara. Yoshua wrote his Sefer, meaning Sefer Yoshua, and he wrote the 8 Psukim that are found in the Torah. Tanya, Kavasei, Tanya, Kaman, Amar. This person goes according to one who says that Shmona Psukim Shabbatara, Yoshua Kosov, that Yoshua is the one who wrote it. The Tawa, Baba, Anya, we learned in a Braisa, Rashi's Plukta, the Tanoi, Baha'i, Vayamash Shamosha. It's a machlokus within this idea. Pasuk says, Vayamash Shamosha. Moshe Eved Hashem, and Moshe Eved Hashem, he died over there. Efshar Moshe v'kasav v'yama sham Moshe. Does it make sense that Moshe, Chai, right? Either Efshar Moshe Chai or Moshe Meis, however you read this, v'kasav v'yama sham Moshe, and he wrote that, and Moshe died over there. Does that make sense? El Ad Kan, because Moshe wrote up until that, and then the last eight, could it be a Sefer Torah is missing even one letter? Because we know it says about Moshe Rabbeinu, take this Sefer Torah, and this is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, he's talking about an entirety of it. So I have to be even those last ones. Ela Adkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe Omer, V'Kosef. Until then, Hashem would tell Moshe what to write, and he would say it back to make sure they get it clear, and then he would go and he would write it until those last psukim. Moshe, the Bach Sojo, Moshe Kosev. Moshe Kosev. Mikan ve'elech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe Kosev b'dama. He went and he wrote it with his tears. K'moshe Nemar L'Han, like it says later on, V'yom L'Han Baruch Mipiv Yikra Elai Ace. Right, this is similar to the idea where we find the concept where somebody says something and somebody else writes it out. That and Baruch, who is the scribe of Yirmiyahu, he said to him, from his mouth is dictated to me all these words, and I wrote them on the scroll with ink. So we see such an idea like that. Who does it go like the father that says Shmona Psukim Shabbatara Yachid Karosam, that a Yachid can go ahead and they could read them? Sorry. Yachid Kara, so only Yachid, one person can read them. You're not allowed to go, and you're not allowed to split up those particular psukim. I just call my aim of sikim him. You can't go split it up. Lema, let's say that this is Rashi has it here as Rabbi Yehuda. Lema Rabbi Yehuda, he the lo Rabbi Shimon. It's like Rabbi Yehuda, like Shimon. Rashi says the Amar lo kasam Moshe. Moshe didn't write it. Lefikach nishtan mishara Torah with the lo Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, it has to be different, like the rest of the Torah. You can split it up, and that's why it's saying this particular thing has to be done differently because Moshe didn't actually write it. So there's a good kash on him. So Afila says, "Going to Afila Rabbi Shimon, given since Rabbi Shimon hal vishtan hashtan, and since they were done in a different way, in other words, it was done away with tears." Rashi says, "Lichto bedema yishtanu." It switches the whole rule there, and therefore you're supposed to read it without bringing it up. Yoshua Kosov Sifra, Yoshua wrote his own Sefer. Vaksiva Yomas Yoshua ben Nun Eved Hashem. It says Yoshua ben Nun Eved Hashem died. Daske Elazar, no, Elazar, his son, finished it off. I Vaksiva Elazar ben Aaron, it says he died. Daske Pinchas, his son, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, and he's the one to go ahead and he finished off that book. Shmuel Kosov Sifra, he wrote his book. Vaksiva Shmuel, Mace, says Shmuel died. Daske God, the Choza, and Nasan Navi. It was finished off by God, the Choza, the seer, and Nasan Navi. David Kosov Sifra, Tilam, Idea, Asar, Zakanami, wrote the Sifra Tilam through 10 Zakanami, which we saw in yesterday's daf. Why don't we also include Esan Ezrachi? Why is he part of these people over there? Amarav, he says Esan Ezrachi, Zeu Avram, that's Avram Avinu, was included. We said him. Ksiv ha'cha Esan Ezrachi, Ksiv ha'cha mi ha'eir mi mizrach tzedek. And that pasuk in Yeshaya is that Hashem, who's telling Avram Avinu to leave his home and go and leave towards Eretz Yisrael. So that's talking about Avram Avinu. Therefore, when he uses this lashon of Esan, that's who it's talking about. Kachashav Moshe and Kachashav Haman. Well, the list, when we talked about the concept of these 10 Zakanim, it said Moshe and it also says Haman. V'amar Rav, Haman's a Moshe. That's the same person. It was the same. Ksiv Hacha Haman, it says the word Haman over here. And Tehillim, Uksiv Hasam, it says it says Bechol Beisi Neman, the Moshe Rabbeinu is Neman, the Lashon of Haman, Neman. Therefore, it's saying it's the same person. For the Gemara, Trey Haman. There were two Hamans. There's Moshe Rabbeinu and there was Haman. Rashi Maskil Haman Azrachi, Haman Achrina Avi. It was another person. Moshe Kosev Sifra Parsha is a Bilam. Bilam, he wrote his Parsha and Parsha of Bilam and Yov. Messiah Lei, Rabbi Levi Bar Lachma. This is a this supports of Levi Lachma. Damar of Levi Lachma. Eov Bimi Moshaya. Eov lived during the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. We're going to get into a whole big thing about Eov. Did he even exist? If he did, when did he exist? Was he Jewish? Was he not Jewish? And anyway, right now, this is the first time we're seeing Eov lived during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Boom. Right? And Moshe, he wrote Eov. Right? It says over here by Eov that he said, oh, would that my words be written now. Same lashon. It says before Efo and lashon Efo also. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, for how will it be known? And he's at lashon also. So we see that Efo, Efo must be it's Moshe Rabbeinu. We have the word Efo comes over Yitzhak also. Me Efo, who atzatzoid, who's the one who brought me all this, this is what to eat. That's when Yitzhak's giving the brachas to Yaakov and Esav. And he says to Esav when he comes back, he's like, what? Who's the other one who did it? Yaakov did it. So maybe it means Yitzhak. Maybe he's in the days of Yaakov. That Eov didn't live by Moshe, he lived by Yitzhak, not by Avram. Right, it goes from Moshe to Yitzhak, Yitzhak to Yaakov. Because it says, Cain, Ephozos, Asu, then Ephozos is the same Lashon he uses Avram. Maybe during the days of Yosef. Hey, in Rome, where are they? Shepherdizing, same lashon. Says Gemara, lo sakadaitach. No, you wouldn't have thought anything other than being during the time of Moshe. Dichsev, as the Torah says, meeting b'sefer v'yuchaku. It says at the end of the pasuk in Eov, oh that they were inscribed in a book. Moshe who deikri mechokeg. Moshe's one is called the mechokeg. Dichsev, as it says, vayar rishis lo kisham chelkas mechokeg safun. Right, and he, meaning God, he saw to take the first part for himself, and there was the burial part of the one who is an inscriber, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, that's where he's hidden. Rava Mar Eov, not by Moshe, well, maybe also by, but we're going to see, we said Moshe, we said Yitzhak, we said Yaakov, we said Yosef, talking back to say Eov, Bimei Meraglimayu. He lived during the days of the Meraglim, which could also be obviously during Moshe also. Ksiv Hacha says over here, right in the beginning of your first pasuk, Ishaya Be'eretz Utz, Eov Shmuel, the guy in the land of Utz, his name is Eov. Ksiv Hasam Hayesh Ba'etz, the end of Sheni. My bar mitzvah parasha, right? So it says the word utz, it says the word eitz, and it must be, this is talking during the times of the meraglim. It says, how can you compare the two? Hacha, utz, hasam, eitz. It's two different words entirely. No, hacha, kamal, humosh, lishal. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying during the times of the spies, when it says a yesh bam eitz im ayin, what was he saying? Yesh nal oso adam shesh no savarukos gates. Does a guy still live whose years are like eitz? Rashi says Eov sheherach yom rabim. He lives like a tree, like a very long life. Umegin al dorok eitz, and he protects over his people, his generation, like an eitz. Right. So you know, go find and see if he's still alive or not, because that they will be able to. If not, you're in trouble. If yes, if he's gone, it's going to be easier to battle. Yosef Umer Abanan Kamid Rab Shmuel Bar Nachman of Yosef Kamei said, and he said the following: Eov lo hayev lo nivra. He never existed. There was never something in Eov. Ela mashal hayev. The whole thing was a mashal. Says Rashi. Lilmod mimenu tshuvos amekatshvigen al midas adin v'shein adam nitpas al tzaro. That is to go and to give answers and responses to those who question the justice of Hashem and teach that a person is not held accountable for what he says when he's under major stress. Amar lei. Alecha Amar Krah, he says back, but hold on. By you, the pasuk says, Ish haya be'eretz utz Eov shemo. So obviously the guy existed. He said straight up, Rashi says, Alma Hava. It says, Ish haya. There was a guy. It means clearly he was there. Ela be'atav, that's really true. So why don't you take every time it says haya, means the lashon of haya was, it means that it actually existed? Well, we know the story of David HaMelech and Nasan and Navi, that he used the Lashon of Ahaya, and he was just bringing up a mashal and a parable, an idea, so David HaMelech could understand what he did with Bathsheba, right? By making that mistake over there, if it was. Elame'atav v'la rush, ein kol ki'im kivsa achas ketana sher kana v'yichayeha v'gomer. But the poor man had nothing except for small sheep, which he brought and he raised. And it finishes, uses the word over there, it goes on and it says, v'tehi. And where are you? Yeah, the whole pasuk. Yeah, vatehi lo kibas. It ends up saying it was to him like a daughter. So we see that clearly it's saying the words like that. But mihava, did it actually exist? Ela mashal b'almo, just a mashal. Hachanai mashal b'almo. So the Eov, even when it says the word vahaya or vahir, this type of lashon doesn't matter. It didn't exist. Something where imkain, it's really true. The Eov was just a mushal. Then shmo v'shem yiru lama. Okay, you want to say, and there was. Okay, once upon a time. But to say, and his name was Eov, and he lived in Utz. Like, you're being so specific, it must be that he actually did exist. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Dami Tavaya, they both say Eov me'olam gola haya. Really, he was one of those who came and he went to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel. He was one of those who went on Segola. Based in Joshua, but Tverava, and he had a base manager in Tveria. Meisvei, Frekta Gemara, Yemeshin Osof Shel Eov, the days of the life of Eov, Misha Shenichlu Seol Mitzrayim, Va'ashi Yatsu, from the time that the Jews entered to Mitzrayim until they left. So that means, according to this, he lived well before this whole shtick with Bava. What are you talking about? Beep, turn the page. Says Vavim Beis. Eima, kimisha shenichnusu yisola Mitzrayim va'ad shah sheyotsu. That he lived as long as that time period from the time the Yidden entered into Mitzrayim until they ended up leaving, which comes out to 210 years. Rashi Sima time Eser, 210 years. Okay. Clearly, that means that we're saying that in this case, that Eov was Jewish. Hold on a second. Shiva Nevi'im Nisnabu L'Umas Olam. There were seven Nevi'im that they give Nevu'as to the Goyim. Rashi says, Alma Nachri Hayo. Clearly, they're not Jewish. Ve'eluhain, and these are them. Bilam, Ve'aviv, Bilam and his father, Ve'eov and Eov, there you go, that's the main point. Eliphaz Etemani, Ubildad Hashuchi, Ve'tzofar Naami, Ve'elihu ben Barachel Habuzi. All of these are ones that are coming out, that we come out to see clearly that what? That these are Goyim. Frekta Gemara back at that says, one second, V'litamech Elihu bar Brachia lav Misol. How are you telling me he wasn't a Jew? What are you talking about? V'alksiv mi'mishpachas Ram. He's from the family of Ram, a.k.a. from the family of Avraham. Ella invo inve l'umas ha'olam. Rather, what does it mean? The Bible says it means that they gave nevuos to the Goyim. Ha'chanami Iov in navun ve. He just gave nevuos to the umas ha'olam. But really, he was taka Jewish. Atu kula neviu milo is in nabin umas ha'olam. In fact, I'm hold on one second. But didn't every Navi give prophecy to the Goyim as well? Like, if that's what you're talking about, if you're, why would say only these seven? Must be actually not Jewish. Says, well, no, Hassam ikri nevuos ayil Yisrael. The other nevuos, the majority, their primary nevuos was to Jews. Hacha ikri nevuos ayil umas ha'olam. This one, the primary one, was to the umas ha'olam for the rest of the world. Okay, Meisvei. So we're saying that maybe still he was Jewish, though. Meisvei, Frekta Gemara, really, you're telling me he's Jewish? Chassad Ayyub Umas Olam, V'Iyuv, sure, there was a chassad that was part of the Umas Olam, the Goyim, and his name was Iyuv. V'lobali Olam, Ele Kedil Akabos Scharo, he only came to this world in order to get his schar. Hevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love Yisurim, Hischil Mechar, from Galdi. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave them, he gave him Yisurim, pain, and he started to go into curse. Kafala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Schar B'Olam Hazeh. So Hashem, what did he do when he did that? He doubled up his schar in this world, Kedila told him in Olam Haba, in order to go to take away from him his schar in the next world. But clearly it says straight up that the guy is a guy. Says Gemara Tanoi. Machlok is Tanoi, whether he's a Jew or not a Jew. The time was going to buy, sir. But Lelzer Omer. Eov b'mei shvot ha-shoftim haya. Eov lived during the time of shvot ha-shoftim. Right? That's how Rus starts off. He b'mei shvot ha-shoftim. And this is talking about when Yoshua died, and before Shaul became the king, and the Yidden, you know, had a whole bunch of judges over there. Shemar, the pasuk says, "Hein atem kulchem chazisem v'lamaze hevel techpolu." Behold, you have all seen what happens to Russia. Why then would you act in a false way? Is a door shekul hevel? What's the door that was completely hevel? Rashi says, "Hatovim shembehem lo yaklum." Even the best of them were nothing. Right? Let's see. The deciding word says, what's the door of Hevel? Heavy Omer is the door of Shoshvot HaShoftim. This is the generation of when the judges judged. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocho Omer, he says, he learned to live during the days of Achashverosh. So now we have whether it is Moshe, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, the Meraglim, I don't remember the other one, but now we have Achashverosh, right? It's in Achashverosh. Shemar, the pasuk says, V'lo nimsa nashim yafos kibinos Eov b'chalaretz. You didn't find as beautiful women as beautiful as the daughters of Eov were not found in the entire world. In other words, he was during the time when they were looking for beautiful women. Where was their generation when they were looking for beautiful women? That was during the time of Achashverosh when he was looking to find a new wife. Who says that during the time of Achashverosh? Maybe it's David. Looking for a beautiful woman. That's when David got older and he was very cold. He was looking for a woman to warm him up. So maybe it means during that time. As the Gemara, no, Hassam says over there, Kechol Gvul Yisrael. Over there it says that David was looking for all the boundaries of Yisrael. Halacha b'chol aretz here says in all of the lands and all of the world, and therefore that happened only during the times of Achashverosh. Rabbi Nasan Omer says, he learns during the times of the king of Sheva, right? The king of Sheba. Rashi says, b'machus Sheva, u'bah gedud mikastam alav, says Rashi, that that happens during the times of Shlomo Melech. Shenemar during the kingdom of Sheba. Vatibol Sheva v'tikachem, and it says there that Sheba attacked and took Eov's flock. V'chamor, they say, Eov v'mikastim, kastimayu, during the times of the kastim. This is during the times of Nevuchadnezzar. Shenemar, Rashi's b'mimuchadnezzar, haya. Uba gam,
mishaba mishab mishba gedud alav. As the pasuk says, kastim samu shlosha rashim. It says that the kastim they took three divisions and they came against the animals, you know, of Eov. Some say Eov b'me Yaakov. He lived during the days of Yaakov Avinu. V'dina bas Yaakov nasa, and he ended up marrying his daughter, Yaakov's daughter Dina. Ksiv hachas is a year by Eov that kidaber achas and avos tidabri. You talk like one of the women that are nevelos, disgusting. Ksiv hasam, it says over there by Dina, ki nevela asav Yisrael. Therefore, you understand that this is, they lived at the same time. They were actually married. Right, this is, yeah. There's a connection between Eov's wife and Dina, right? Because it says Eov be Yaakov, kidvar, right, you're talking to one of these type of women, fine, fighter. V'kula tanoi svir lehu de Eov mi Yisrael hava. So really, all these Tanaim come out to show that Eov is actually Jewish, except for this Yesh Omer that says that he learned in the times of Yaakov. If you want to say that Eov is actually from the Goyim, then Basad the Shach of Moshe Mishari Shechina al Ovdi Chavim. After Moshe died, was there the Shechina come down on the Goyim? Vaha Omer Mar, he says, Bikish Moshe Shalot Tishra Shechina al Ovdi Chavim. Moshe Binu, he requested that the Shechina not come down them. And he granted his request. Shenamar v'niflinu ani v'amacha. And it says that I'm going to make a separation, a difference between your people. And therefore, all the Tanaim say that Eov lived after Moshe, it has to be that he's Jewish if he got any sort of nevuah, because he wouldn't have gotten otherwise. And according to the last opinion, he says that it was the time of Yaakov, as before Moshe's request, and therefore you could say that he was not Jewish. Rashi says, V'nivdalnu v'lach t'chayim banu mikol omos. Okay, basically we separate between you two. Amrav Yochanan, Doro, Shaliyov, Shatov, Bezima, Haya, they were very steeped in Zima, immorality. Shenever, Hein, Atem, Kulchem, Chazisem, Velama, Zehevel, Tachbalu. Behold, you've all gazed, looked upon. Why is it you act in this manner? Right? So, what is the type of gazing we're talking about? They're looking at things that they shouldn't be looking at. Inappropriate activities, inappropriate material. Uksev, and it says in Shir Hashirim, Shuvi, Shuvi, Ashulamis, Shuvi Shuvi Vinech Zebach. Turn, O perfect one, turn, that we may gaze at you. So we see that the Goyim, they called out to the Yidden, turn to our ways, come live with us in an inappropriate way. Rashi says, Lashon Zima, Listakel Benashim, Sha'ovdi Gachav, Mom Lisel, Shuvli Tarasenu, Vitizni Yamanu, come, look at us, do be involved in this bad stuff. One could say that really Chazay is a lashon of devuah. The siv Chazon Yishayo ben Amotz, right? That's the lashon is used, and therefore the Eov is really maybe given the smackdown of them for Nevi'e Sheker, for false prophecy. So Im Kain, that's true. Then Lamezeh Hevel Tehebalu. Why is it they say? Well, then why would it, what do we have to say? Why do you act in this type of manner? Right, to give him rebuke for just looking at, you know, false prophecies, you could have said you're acting in a false way. What is it in this false manner? Says, "My desiv." How do we say what it says in the very first pasuk in Rus? Vahibi made shofta shoftim, and it wasn't in the times of the judges that were judging. Why double it up? Dor sheshofit shofta, because it was a generation that were judging the people. It was a generation that judged its judges. Let's say a judge would say to someone on the court, "Take the splinter away from your teeth." In other words, don't do something small that's really not okay. Something small, don't do it. Omelo, he can say back to him, Tol Koribin Inecha, you should take away the beam that's in front of your eyes. In other words, you're doing really bad stuff. Rashi explains on the word Sheshofit and Shofta, they would judge their judges, Shahaya, Shoftim, Atzman, Mikulkolim, they're all messed up. For you piskan peh, Linishpat, Lochich, is Mochicho. He can go and you can call him out. That if he says, oh, move a splinter, you can say, remove a beam. Right, that's how bad it was. Omer lo tol kor, yeah, said that. Omer lo katzbachayu lesigim. If a judge says to him, your silver is chrefti money, it's like worthless. Omer lo sabich mohu b'mayim. He can say back to him that your wine is mixed up with water. Rashi says, Ginech kamo alti b'sabo yayin, malva murav, v'chein kol lashon hololu shabatar, lashon irbuv, it's a mixture. Omer Rabbi Shmuel ben Nechmein, Omer Rabbi Yonasan. We mentioned Malkus Sheva before. Now he says, "Kol Omer Malkus Sheva Isha Hisa Einar Latoy." Anyone who says that Malkus Sheva was a was a woman. You're saying the Queen of Sheba, you're making a mistake. My Malchus Sheva, what does it mean Malchus Sheva? Malchusa de Sheva. It's the kingdom of Sheva, meaning it was actually the opposite. It was not a queen, it was a king. By he, now we take a look, and we go look through some a pasuk that's found in Eov. I'll explain a little bit about Eov. Vayhi hayom vayavo b'nei ha'elokim, or Elohim, l'isatif, al Hashem vayavo gam ha'satam sochem. There was a day that the Malachim came in front of Hashem, and the Satan also came with them. Vayomer Hashem al ha'satan, me'ayin tavo vayayin ha'satan. Hashem said to him, from where are you coming? And he says back to him that I was going down, I was walking around the world, I was checking out the earth. I was doing my thing. Okay, Amar l'fanav ha'satan said to me, Ribono shel Olam, Shatti b'chol olam kulo. I made my way around the entire world. I didn't find someone who was so trustworthy, someone who was so loyal and connected like Avram Avinu. You told him, get up and go and walk throughout the land of Canaan, the length and the width of it, and understand I'm giving it to you. To you I'm going to give it. He's promising land. He didn't find a place to go and bury his wife, Likbor Sarah, until he bought it for 400 gold, silver coins. He never questioned you. He always accepted, okay, that's what Hashem wants, no problem. Whoa, did you meet Eov? No one is like him. This guy is unbelievable. He's amazing. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan said that Gadol Anemar B'Eov Yosem Yomash Anemar B'Avram. Greater are the things that are said about Eov than are said about Avram. The Eov Avram Ksiv, what does it say? Ki Atu Yadat Gira Elokim Ata. Now I know that you fear God. The Eov Ksiv, it says Ish Tam V'Yasha Yirei Elokim V'Samira. A perfect and upright man who fears God and he's against and he moves away from evil. My, what does it mean when it says V'Samira that he moves away from evil? Obviously, he's perfect. He's moving away. I remember Shmuel, Eov vatron b'mamono haya. Eov was willing, was not very, exacting when it came to his money. He was a vatron. He would let things go. Minhago shalom, the minhag of the world is. Now let's say somebody owes you half a pruta. No sin chatzi pruta l'chenevini. So he pays the half a pruta by buying a pruta worth of stuff from the shopkeeper, and he give him and giving the worker half. Eov vitro mishalo. But Eov, he would give up half of his own. He would give the whole thing to the worker. Right? He's just saying, look, okay, if they give exactly this amount, okay, I'll give you a little bit more. It's like not a big deal. Rashi's mishiyeshlo melachem u'etes lasos. Only bo chatzi pruta ninosin l'cha v'nelech etzel chenvidi v'nichna brutos kikar obeitzim v'nachla ki Eov vitra l'chatzi eshen. He was mevata the second. Chatzi mishalo v'nosin l'kola pruta sh'ahir rabbe ein of the daktik b'davar kal she'en amamon. You know, it's something like this. You're going to be someone dukdaki. You're so exacting. And here's a person willing to be mevater. Vayana satan el Hashem. V'yom ha'chinam yori Eov l'elokim. He says back, it's for nothing that Eov fears God. You protected him and everything like that and everything he has. So you give him a lot of bracha, and therefore he has everything good. So, of course, he's doing good stuff because everything's going well for him. My ma'ase yad b'rachta. What does it mean when you blessed his handiwork? Everything he's done. Rav Yitzchak kol hanotel pruta mi'Eov mizbarich. Anyone who took even a pruta from Eov ended up working out. He got blessed. My mekneo paritz baritz. What does it mean that his possessions are spread throughout the land? Part of the pasuk. Amar b'Yosef ben Rav Chanina mekneo she'Eov paritzu gidro shel olam. It broke the norm of the world. According to the regular ways, that wolves kill sheep. These wolves would show up, and the sheep would kill the wolf. Yeah, unbelievable. So, of course, he's going to be good because this is all good happening to him. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here, continuing on. What's going to happen to Eov? It gets intense. Continue on, Josh, and the Pesukim. Until next time, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.